As an attorney here in Chattanooga, Amanda Jelks has spent a lot of time this year helping her small business clients with the challenges of life under COVID-19. Not long ago, she told me the story behind her law firm. Amanda, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You are from right here in Chattanooga.
Yes, I am, born and raised.
And you went to this campus, UTC.
I did. Yeah, I've spent my whole life here, minus the 3 years that I was in Memphis at law school.
Tell us more about when you decided you wanted to be an attorney.
Well, I've kind of always, my whole life, had that idea in my brain. And it really started as a child, going back as far as I can remember. My mom would often tell me that when I grew up, I should be an attorney because I could argue with the stop sign and convince it to say go. So she really embedded that in me and it just kind of stuck.
When it comes to attending this campus, UTC, your son had something to do with that.
Yes, absolutely. So I had my firstborn, who is now 19 years old, when I was finishing high school, and I wanted to stay home. I needed the extra family support. My whole family is here, and it really does take a village to raise a child, or certainly it makes it a lot easier. And so staying home was the natural option for me for undergrad. Chattanooga doesn't have a law school. I understand once upon a time, several decades ago, that we may have, but we don't have one now. And so I didn't have an option but to leave and go to law school elsewhere. So I chose Memphis to attend the University of Memphis Cecil C. Humphrey School of Law. And then I had an offer from one of the larger firms here in town to come back home and start my career. And so I did. I worked there for 5 years, had an opportunity to learn about multiple different areas of law from attorneys that had been doing it for as long as I had been living, but then ultimately decided that I wanted to branch out on my own and start my own firm.
And with your own firm, tell us more about your focus.
So I've been practicing law 10 years now. 5 years ago, I left the larger firm and started my own small law firm over here on Fraser Avenue on the North Shore. I work with two primary areas of law. I do estate planning and probate, which is wills, trust, guardianships, those sorts of things. I do that for small business owners and families. And I also do transactional business law. So I help a lot with forming companies, doing trademarks, tons and tons of contracts.
What have you been hearing from these small businesses who have had to face so many challenges with this pandemic?
I think everybody was terrified in the beginning, myself included, because aside from being an attorney, I am a small business owner. I have 4 people who work for me. And even though coronavirus had been around in the world for several months, it was really still very shocking when it hit here at home and schools suddenly shut down and people were immediately having to find a way to work from home. For my own team, all of us come to work every single day. We work in the office every day. So immediately we had to transition everybody home and we faced issues with, do you have a computer at home? And for some, it was even bigger than that. It was, are you even able to get internet at your house? And we did have one employee that struggled because she lives far out in the county and not even being able to get internet. I think that's true for all of the small businesses, many of the small businesses that we work with anyways. Nowadays, there's many that already only have virtual businesses, and so they were more okay. But those of us that have brick and mortars and meet with clients in our office, we had to find a different way to do business immediately. We had to immediately pivot, and it was challenging.
What are some of the questions that you're getting now that may be looking 3 months ahead, 6 months ahead, as uncertain as things still are now and may still be then when it comes to life under COVID-19?
We've certainly had to change some of the contracts that we do for our clients to account for things like global pandemics, things that we may have not foreseen happening before. Some of my harder hit clients would be the ones that are in event-based industries like weddings and graduations and retirement parties, because all of these things were being canceled, in-person gatherings were being canceled, and everybody's wondering, you know, what happens to their livelihood. could, what happens to what they thought their calendar would look like for the months to come. We've pretty well dealt with that now, given where things are currently with the virus in our area. But I think all of our business owners are kind of on edge, still knowing that we don't know if things are going to continue to improve or if we are going to have another shutdown or what's going to happen. So everybody's still, we're moving through the day, we're taking it day by day, but it's always in the back of, I think, many people's minds that we could go backwards.
Because you can open, or in this case, reopen a business, but the opening or reopening by itself does not bring in the business.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, fortunately, because we work with a variety of business owners, we've been able to connect some of them, you know, our mom and pop shops that have been around for decades that didn't have a website, no online presence, no social media, because we also work with marketing companies and graphic designers and so forth. We've been able to connect some of our mom and pop shops to people that can help them transition to online platforms so that in the event another shutdown does come, or because there are still plenty of people who don't want to go shopping in person, they're now able to provide their services online or do the curbside pickups and so forth.
What's something that you've learned in this process the past few months?
I've learned that I have an absolutely amazing team. I always knew that, but I have never worked remotely. We, as a collective have never worked remotely. And so there's concerns. I think many employers, especially the ones that have been in their role for so long, have concerns about people working from home. And are they still going to be just as productive? Are they going to be distracted? Are they going to be available when I reach out to them? I didn't have any of those things actually happen when we had to immediately transition everybody to work at home. So I have an amazing team that I'm very thankful for. I've also learned that we don't have to do everything in person. The majority of our client meetings are still being held virtually. It is convenient. People don't have to travel to us. They don't have to, you know, leave their homes earlier. They don't have to dress up as much, you know, at least from the waist up. But, you know, if they want to wear pajama pants, they can. There have been some good things come out of this, and that everything, it's more convenient. We're doing a lot of remote electronic signings now, as opposed to in person for that. And it's easier for the clients. People are able to manage their affairs without ever leaving their home. And some of them really like that. Of course, we still have some that want to look in our eyeballs, and that's okay. We can do that too.
You opened this firm 5 years ago.
Yes.
Where would you like to see it 5 years from now?
Currently, we rent an office on Fraser Avenue, just across the street from the walking bridge, and it's beautiful. We love it. But I would like for us to own our own space. That's kind of where we're headed, hopefully in the next 2 to 3 years. We currently have 2 attorneys on our team, myself included. I'd like to add more, maybe in the next 5 years. Maybe we, instead of having 4 people, we have 7 to 10 people. I love the areas, the way that we help people with our estate planning and our business clients. I think that we've really found our niche that works well for us. So just continue to grow, buy our own space, have a little bit more control there.
If people want to contact you, if people want more information about you and your firm, where can they go online?
So our website is jelkslaw.com, and Jelks is jelkslaw.com. We are also on Facebook and Instagram and all of the things, all of the places, Twitter, LinkedIn. On LinkedIn, it's under my name, Amanda Jelks. And then our phone number here is 423-602-2230.
All right. Amanda, thanks so much.
Thank you.